T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bobby, a good way to sum this up was, that was an ass-whipping.
Well, it did start out that way, but that's why you play four quarters. Christian, that's why you got to look at the whole game. Because you can't say, well, the Saints took this not as a business trip. No. If you look how the first quarter went about, it's what we expected. The Saints set the tone, but you can't just rest on your laurels and what you accomplished. Looking at, in the first quarter, we had 140 yards to the Raiders 34. We had 86 rushing yards. They had 19. Average gain, 6.4 yards. They were at 2.8. What the hell happened after the first quarter? What? Christian, do we think the Raiders are just going to lay down and die? I mean, it's the NFL. It's the NFL. You got to bring it. And there's no crowd factor, no excuses there. You're playing on the road. You can't just show up. You got to bring it four quarters. And I was extremely disappointed because we got off to the right start. You know, we were ready to play, but it's a process and how you continue that process. Now I'm going to talk about the tight end. Christian, I talked about him in the pregame from Georgia Tech. Who in the hell's Darren Waller? Nobody knows who that is unless you truly follow football. Now, all I know is I said this in the pregame. He had 90 catches last year. He was only second to Travis Kelce with the Chiefs. Everyone knows who Travis Kelce is. Doesn't everyone know, like, George Kittle with the 49ers, Austin Hooper? You know, you could go on and on, Mark Andrews. All these guys had over 60-plus receptions, tight ends. But that was the guy, Darren Waller. I don't care if we had Malcolm Jenkins, P.J. Williams, Janari Jenkins, whoever we put on him, he was catching the ball, Christian. 12 catches, 103 yards. Now, that's only 8.5-yard average. But when they needed a first down, then they go to him, and it seems like we could not cover him. Now, to look back in history, and I was disappointed because I wanted it to get over the hump. The all-time series now, we have 6 wins and 7 losses and 1 tie against the Raiders. Now, that's not a big sample size, but we had a chance to get over the hump. You know, Christian, I said the rubber match. Well, we didn't take care of the rubber match. And then when you look at Monday Night Football, the Saints organization, we were 22-22. Well, now we're 22-23. So we don't have a winning record there. Now, Sean Payton versus John Gruden, rubber match. It was 3-3. Now Sean Payton is 3-4. So you look, Christian, we had a chance to take advantage of it, and we did not. And then you look overall, Sean Payton and Drew Brees, they have played 11 Monday night games. They're now 5-7. That when I look at on the road, so on the road, we're now 5-7, Sean Payton and Drew Brees on Monday Night Football. Overall, we're like 16-8, the Monday night games in Sean Payton, Drew Brees' era. And now, 5-3 road record. I might have confused that. The Monday night games in a row, like overall, that's what the team was. Now, 5-7. And Sean and Drew still winning record, 5-3 and 16-8. But it didn't happen tonight because I think the Raiders were there for the taking. There's a reason why basically we were a touchdown favorite, 5.5, 6.5 points, wherever you look at it. But when you look at it, how you need to be efficient offensively, and you mentioned this, I talked about this. You need at least 65 plays. If you're truly getting it done and you're setting the tone to even have a chance at time possession, you have to have 65 plays plus. Well, the Raiders had 76. We had 57. They had the ball almost 13 minutes more than we did. Now, our third down defense, Christian, we were fourth best in the NFL last year, giving up 34.8. Well, the Raiders were 10 of 17, 59%. So, you know, when we needed to get off the field, we did not get off on the field. But that did surprise me. You know, in the whole National Football League after week one, who was number one on third down offense? The Raiders. They were 54.5%. Well, today they were 59%. So that didn't surprise me. I thought, okay, what are we going to do third down defense to get them off the field? We got Tampa Bay off the field. We got a number of teams off the field last year, but we did not get the Raiders off the field. Now, we were minus one in the turnover margin at the beginning. We ended up being zero. So that was a wash. But again, we are not going to beat anyone going forward anytime. If it's a close game and you're not really clicking, if you have 9 penalties or 100 yards, that's basically giving up a touchdown. So we lost by 10. That does not surprise me. Here we are, Christian. Double-digit penalties over 100 yards. 10 for 129. I don't know. The Raiders, weren't they the team that always got the most penalties
in the
past?
That was usually they led the league in penalty yards.
It was like the Raiders or the Bengals or something. Are we that undisciplined? Now, I'm looking at the Raiders. Only 3 penalties, 13 yards, and we got 10 for 129. No, Christian, you're not going to win. And the way that game was unfolding, you kind of shoot yourself in the foot when all that occurs. Now, we could say, and it started out that I thought that was going to be the case. Who's going to take Michael Thomas's place? Well, looking at Tre'Quan Smith at the beginning of the game, Rich, I'm looking, he got like 4 catches for 80 yards. And now, but Christian, as the game unfolded, he ended up with 5 for 86.
So one catch in the second half.
After he got off to that great start, only 1 catch for 6 yards. I mean, that was extremely disappointing. Now, if you look at Alvin Kamara, 9 targets, 9 receiving, right at 100 yards. So that's why he averaged 6.1 yards a carry. I think Alvin did what I think we want him to do every week. Because basically, if you look at that, it's a 95 yards receiving, 79 yards rushing. So if you look at the total yards of scrimmage, so Alvin Kamara continues to do that. I think we're going to be in good shape. But the thing that I was disappointed, and then, you know, I talked about Tre'Quan trying to help with the absence of Michael Thomas. Where was Emmanuel Sanders and Jerry Cook? Emmanuel Sanders, 1 catch, and that was kind of a catch at the end. He wasn't involved at the beginning for 18 yards. And Jerry Cook, our tight end, really, the main tight end we utilize, 2 catches, 13 yards. So you're looking at between Emmanuel Sanders and Jerry Cook, who we counting on, our number 2 receiver, top tight end, 3 catches, 31 yards. And I really think the weakness is that Raiders secondary on the back end, considering how their team is structured. But I look at Derek Carr. Everybody might want to poo-poo Derek Carr. But all I know is the last 2 times he played the Saints, you know what his record is? 2-0. He's 2-0 against the Saints. When he came back, it beat us. Remember that, Christian, the kickoff the season back in 2016? He was 24 of 38, 319 yards, a quarterback rating of 98.5. Guess how many passes he threw today? 38. Christian. He was 28 of 38, 282, not as many yards, but a quarterback rating of 120.7. So Derek Carr flat out got it done. We talked about stopping Jacobs in the run game. Look, he averaged 3.3 yards a carry. Now, they ran him 27 times for 88 yards, but I'd say overall we stopped the run, but we did not stop Waller, the tight end, and we did not stop Derek Carr when we needed to. On third down. And I agree with Sean Payton. I think our secondary was suspect. considering how well they played in training camp. I'm extremely disappointed in that. And Christian, this might have been a Cam Jordan's one of his, I don't know.
Just five tackles, no sacks, no tackles for losses.
Like ho-hum.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, he's there, but is he really having an impact on the game? You know, the three sacks, Malcolm Jenkins had one, and he has some good numbers, but, boy, he got exploited. And not the Malcolm Jenkins that you'd expect that we're counting on when you're putting a man-to-man coverage on a tight end. On your monitor, I thought Trey Hendrickson, considering his situation, we were thinking Davenport would be out there, but Trey Hendrickson actually, you might say, well, they ran away from Cam Jordan most of the time, but way more productive than Cam Jordan. Just a very disappointing game. I can tell you right now, we play like this against the Packers on Sunday night. Well, what did we lose by 10? We might lose by 20. Instead of 34-24, and that being a 10-point victory for the Raiders, that could be, I could see, two touchdowns plus, like I said, 17, 20 points. We play like this against the Packers. I think we got a little bit of the big head, you know, thinking that we were pretty damn good. Everybody's saying we're the best thing now in the NFC. You know, we going to the Super Bowl. Now, Christian, I think they were excited to start the game. We came out the gate smoking. But you got to play angry or whatever. You got to play hard the whole game and bring it because you're playing an NFL team. You got to give a lot of credit to Coach Gruden and the Raiders. Oh, yeah. They did not get discouraged and came back. Christian, it's like in the first round, we knocked them to the canvas. And we all like dancing and all think we're doing, feeling good. All of a sudden, they get back up and they just start jabbing us. And they start scoring points. And when the fight's over, we lost because they hit us more than we hit them. It's more than that one big punch. You got to keep attacking, attacking. They kept attacking with that tight end. They whooped us.
People thought that Mike Tyson knocked out Buster Douglas in that one. He put him to the mat, but he got up and knocked Mike Tyson out.
That's similar kind of deal. That's right. It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
All right. This is the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on The Point after 34-24, the Raiders down the Saints here on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Let's go to the phones, our Mortgage Financial phone lines and text lines at 504-260-1870. Chris in Mandeville, you're on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Bobby, I know Christian and Bobby, I know y'all discussed it. But what I wanted to say, Bobby, I agree with you, dude. If they play like this, hey, you think that that quarterback, Torres, I know you know what, I think that if they play like this again next week, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to rip the Saints a new tush. If they don't get this right. Straight, listen, if they don't get this straight, this is unacceptable. You know, Cam Jordan, I mean, he's been there for how long with this team? You know, I'm tired of hearing excuses.
Wait, Chris. Cam Jordan has never made excuses. This might have been one of Cam Jordan's poorest games in a Saints uniform.
Right.
And he's played every game. So, listen, we need him to play outstanding every week. But Cam has brought it. This is just a game. It did not work for him. And I thought, considering their offensive line, they were missing two starters on their offensive line. Incognito and their tackle was not there. And so that's what I was disappointed. I thought Cam would have more an impact on Derek Carr, their quarterback.
Right. But listen, Bobby, check it out. Do you think they're going to ever rebound from this? I hate to be on that plane ride all the way from Vegas. Well,
Chris, you make it sound like they got blown out by the New York Jets and they lost Alvin Kamara,
listen,
Drew Brees, Cam Jordan all in one game.
But it's the Raiders. The Raiders, it's not like we lost to the Chiefs or you lost to the Ravens. Whoever you might think, Christian, the Raiders what they say, the up and coming.
Right.
Those are the games you got to win.
No, I know, but Chris is asking, do you think they'll ever recover? Like, this is it. This is, you know.
Oh, no, like, sky's falling.
They'll never be relevant again. I mean,
I think some of it is
just a hiccup.
Yeah,
I think it's a clunker. I think it's a team that got humbled. I agree with Bobby that maybe they were eating the cheese, so to speak, as Sean Payton would say?
Yes.
Don't eat the cheese.
Because
it's
everybody around the nation's telling them after week one, they're the team to beat. If you look at it, they're amongst the best. The 49ers laid an egg in week one. They lost in their conference to the Cardinals. And so when you look at it now, Christian, Green Bay, I don't know what's going to happen. If they think they could just show up, Green Bay's at a level right now, you can't get embarrassed. But I even look after that. I mean, really, at Detroit, come on. I don't know. We should win that. Who knows is the NFL. But that's why I even look at Las Vegas, the Raiders. Come on. If we played a series against the Raiders, we're just better than them. But you know what? They won. It's one game. Sorry, you lost. That's just the way it is. It's just like those. This is a game. If we do go on a roll and we get our swagger back, Christian, you can look back. Remember week two when we lost to the Raiders? Let's say the Raiders might not do anything, and that could be the difference. Your seeding and, yep. And whether you're playing at home or not. We've done that in the past. You know we've lost that game. Remember the damn Browns amoeba defense or whatever, and the Browns didn't win anything, and we were pretty good, but we lost to them. It seems like we lay an egg, and hopefully this is the egg that we laid and won't happen again for the rest of the season.
This is the 2020 stinker for the New Orleans Saints.
Hopefully that's the case.
They fall 34-24. This is the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. All right, back here on The Point After on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. The Saints fall 34-24 to the Las Vegas Raiders. Time now for the power play of the game brought to you by Entergy.
In motion, Weller left to right. Pitch goes to the outside on the right. 15. Down inside the 10, the 5. Tackles broken. Touchdown. Saints defense is a little bit in collapse mode right now. Jalen Richard, 20 yards on 3rd and 10 on the toss sweep.
Time also now for the Diamond in the Rough performance of the game brought to you by Friend and Company Jewelers. And it's going to sound like a Diamond in the Rough that I'm overhyping because he's kind of, well, we had his arrival moment tonight. But Darren Waller qualifies as a Diamond in the Rough because of his story. If you know his story, nearly out of football, had been suspended several times prior to for substance abuse, prior to really sticking with the Raiders a couple of years ago as a practice squad player. This guy was on the practice squad, nearly down and out. He had 12 receptions, 103 yards tonight. Darren Waller, as Bobby has talked about, led the tight ends, aside from Travis Kelce, was number two behind him in receptions last year with 90 catches. So Darren Waller is no longer a diamond in the rough, but he once was, and we're seeing, I think, a former diamond in the rough cashing in potentially, Bobby, on a very, very big payday.
Yeah, Christian, that's the kind of guys, you cheer for, considering, the adversity that he's faced. And, the yards per catch last year by tight ends. Jared Cook was number one. Now, that was not the case today. He had averaged 15.5 yards a catch with Darren Waller. Was in the top five out of all the tight ends. He was at 13 yards, which was fifth best. So he's not someone, whether you're looking at receptions and how they utilize him. The Saints knew they had to stop the run first. But wouldn't you think that'd be Derek Carr's security blanket, considering he threw him 90 passes? Not just targets, 90 receptions last year. So I think – and I think we were aware of that, but whoever we had on him, whether it was Malcolm Jenkins, whether it was like even P.J. Williams, DeMario Davis, he beat everyone because Dennis Allen mixed it up, but Waller was still able to get open, and you could see Derek Carr trusting him and completing those passes to sustained drives.
He's Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Your calls are next here on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Where was Cam Jordan? Emmanuel Sanders, Jared Cook. Where was Ryan Ramczyk? Ryan Ramczyk didn't exactly dominate.
Well, he got called for holding the one penalty.
Yeah.
Against some dude called, was it Max Crosby? I don't know. I got to look this dude up.
Yeah, that was Max Crosby.
Yeah. I mean, from Eastern Michigan.
Fourth rounder.
I mean, yeah.
They like better than Colin Farrell, Cleveland Farrell.
From Clemson.
Yeah, their fourth overall pick a couple years ago.
Yeah, diamond in the rough, yeah.
All All right, back to the phone calls we go on our mortgage financial phone lines and text lines at 504-260-1870. Jay on line 7, you're on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints radio network.
How y'all doing, Jeff? How you doing, Christian?
I'm good, Jay.
All right, Jay, what you got?
Now, my question is, how concerned should we be? It may sound cliche because it's going to come, it's going to hit the headlines. How cliche are we sounding? How concerned should we be about Drew Brees? Taking into consideration that outside of the one attempt that he threw to Emmanuel Sanders in the first game for 33 yards, it's about the only pass that we've seen Drew Brees attempt in the last two games that was over 20 yards. And that one resulted in a penalty.
Jay, I'll do your research for you, Jay. Brees is averaging 4.8 yards in the air this season, pass attempts this season. That's lowest through two games as a Saint and the lowest by any quarterback through two games since Brett Favre in 2009. But you remember what Brett Favre turned into in 2009 later in the season? Now, with that said, Jay, I'll let Bobby answer, should he be concerned about Drew. We talked a little bit about it. Does Drew look like he's fading?
Well, I think he's more right now a game manager and still knowing where to go with the football. If you look at, like, I don't know, the longest game, Traquan had a 29-yarder, Kamara 20-yard, but that's all, you know, yards after the catch. That all, you know, counts. But to say that Drew Brees shouldn't be the quarterback right now, well, we witnessed in practice. When you're just practicing against now, it's against our defense. And the practice that we got to see as the media, you might say, well, he's more familiar than Jameis Winston with the offense or even Taysom Hill, the experience. It wasn't even a competition. In practice, if you go by practice, who won the job? Drew Brees was way better than Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston as far as how he beat the defense, what he did in two-minute offense, how accurate he was. You could go through all the measurables. Drew Brees had the least amount of mistakes, and he made the most plays. So when you break it all down, do you go in a different direction in the future? I don't know. You end up seeing Drew Brees one day Sunday Night Football on NBC and commentating and all that. But I think if we could do anything this year, Drew Brees is going to be the quarterback. And I'm not saying he has to be the quarterback every snap. You know, when you think about Taysom Hill, the handful of plays that you see him involved, whether it's that quarterback or on the offense, I think he needs to be more involved. And I think Sean Payton will do that more as the season progresses. But like I said, instead of a handful of plays, how about a couple of handfuls and utilize them. But to say that Drew Brees will not be the quarterback for this season, you know what in the wind. That ain't happening. Now, 2021, that could be a different story. And that's why you just can't look at the numbers, because he had 312 yards. But look, that was garbage yards at the end. So, Christian, I have to come back from the break. You know how we so used to take for granted Drew Brees throwing for 300 yards?
Yeah.
He hasn't thrown for 300 yards in a while, and I'm not even going to count this game considering it's at the end and the Raiders were giving up those little bitty plays.
I know this. I've been doing this a while now, and I've learned not to overreact in Week 4. Week 12, you can start making some finite decisions and conclusions, but Week 2, it's hard to do. Coming back to your calls, also the Saints can't get over the hump to get to 2-0. Haven't been since 2013. Signs of optimism. This is the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints radio network. All right, if you're on hold on our mortgage financial talk and text lines, sit tight. Coming to you. First, though, Saints quarterback Drew Brees speaking with the media following today's loss. Tonight's loss to the Las Vegas Raiders, 34-24.
Yeah, general thoughts after this one?
Yeah. Well, we didn't get many possessions, right? So we got about seven possessions. If you don't count that last one, you know, that last 2 minute drive. So I think we knew how valuable, you know, the possessions would be in this game. And I felt like we started the game off well, you know, put together some good drives. Three scoring drives, you know, on our first three possessions. you know, the turnover at the end of the half was unfortunate because, you know, I felt like that probably took points off the board for us, you know, maybe a field goal at the very least. And it gave points to them, you know, gave them 3 points. So, you know, if there's one thing I wish I could take back from the game, it would be that, you know. Otherwise, man, we had a lot of mental errors. We didn't, you know, felt like we were not playing as fast and maybe as just as sure and confident. You know, felt like we ran the ball well. And really, for the most part, I know penalties, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at the stat sheet, it hurt us. I think offensively, we really just had one drive where it really set us back. You know, we had, what, two holding calls and then I think an illegal block, you know, that put us into like a third and 20-something situation. I think that was our first drive of the third quarter. But, you know, you look at what they were able to do, you know, offensively, I think, at the end of the half. And then in the third quarter, obviously, they did a great job of possessing the ball. You know, I think they had 36 minutes of possession time. We had 23, 24. So, listen, we know what wins football games, and we know what makes it very, very difficult to win football games. And obviously, we made way too many mistakes out there in order to win that game.
Next question is from Catherine Terrell.
Hey, can you expand on the interception and what you were seeing on that play? Was that intended to go to Deontay?
Yeah, I had to throw it a lot earlier than I wanted to. And bottom line is I shouldn't have thrown the ball. That was either a bad decision or make a, you know, much better throw. But at the end of the day, just check it down. You know, I didn't have the time that I needed to really make a good read. So I should have just dumped it to Alvin and moved on to the next play.
Next one's from Rod Walker.
Hey, Drew, how different is it for you with Michael Thomas not being out there? How different was
well, it? You know, I'd say the big adjustment was just having to move some guys around, you know. So, you know, Traquan basically, you know, played a lot of Mike's snaps. And then you had new guys in at Traquan's position. And so, you know, you obviously we're very multiple with what we do with our personnel groups and formations and plays and everything else. And so I think just, you know, honing in on, you know, where everybody kind of fits in the best and then how we can execute better as a result of that.
Next question is from Jeff Duncan.
Drew, do you guys feel like you're in sync right now? It feels like just watching from afar, you're all a little off. I know you said last week you didn't feel like you all played that well and looked like you started well tonight and then all of a sudden couldn't find that rhythm again.
Well, I'd say this, listen, you know, every drive in this game was very valuable, right? We really only got about 7 of them. So, you know, if one of those ends up being, you know, a turnover that, you know, where we could have gotten points, and then the other one results in basically 3 penalties that took us out of field goal range and didn't allow us to get points, you know. So 2 out of 7 possessions, you know, should have resulted in some points. And so in a game like this, man, those are valuable. You got to have it. You just have to have it. So are we totally in sync right now? No, we're not. We're not even close to what we are capable of. Not even close. We did some good things tonight early on, but it just wasn't enough for the few opportunities we had. We needed to take better advantage of that.
Next question is from Fletcher Mackle.
My question was about being in sync, so I appreciate it. You can continue on if that's okay. I think you answered it. Thank you.
Next one's from Nick Underhill.
Drew, is some of that stuff affected by no preseason? I mean, there's some stuff that we're seeing that we're just not used to seeing, some timing stuff. Maybe that's not quite there. Passes that are a little off the mark. Is it you guys still working in the shape because you didn't have the preseason?
I mean, I don't know if if preseason, you know, what difference that makes other than, you know, typically the starters get it, what we play about 1/4 in the preseason, you know, so sure, it would have been nice to have that. But listen, I mean, we got some new faces and we just got to get back on track, you know. I think we got to put together what is going to be, you know, consistent execution Because I'd say we're just inconsistent right now.
Next question is from Mike Triplett.
Hey, Drew, I feel like asking this question a little bluntly because, you know, it's a popular narrative already from a lot of analysts that they're concerned we're seeing a sharp decline from your performance and some stats that, you know, your air yards are the shortest through two games of any quarterback in more than a decade. What would you say to counter the narrative that you don't feel like you're starting this season showing decline?
Well, my job is to execute the offense, right? And so I think I've always evaluated myself on being a great decision maker. And so at the end of the day, I'm gonna throw the ball to the open guy, move the ball down the field, score points, help us win football games. You know, so that's my job. My job's not to have the most air yards or throw the ball down the field the most or anything like that. My job's to help us win. My job's to help put everybody around me in the best position to succeed. And that's all I'm focused on.
And then just in your own evaluation, what is something that you personally would like to clean up heading into week three?
Well, I think we just need to be more efficient, you know, just more efficient. You know, we have a wealth of stuff that we do within the framework of our offense. And, you know, we called, you know, a shot play or two today and just got the wrong coverage on both of them. So, you know, what could have been big play opportunities, what could have, you know, been throws down the field, unfortunately had to be checked down, you know. But I think one was a 10-yard check down completion and another one was something close to that as well. So, again, at the end of the day, it's our job is to move the ball down the field and score points. And however we do that, we do it.
Last questions from Luke Johnson.
Hey, Drew, just curious what you thought of Traquan today, even in a losing effort, just filling in for Mike.
Yeah, listen, I thought he did a great job. I think we all see what he can do when he gets the ball in his hands, you know, just the run after the catch. Obviously, Deontay Harris got some more opportunities today. I think we need to continue to find ways to get Emmanuel Sanders, you know, more involved. You know, there was an opportunity or two there just, you know, thinking back. I'm sure after I watched the film where we say, you know, man, definitely a few more catches, a few more touches. Listen, we got a lot of guys. I think we just got to hone in on, you know, where everybody's fitting in the best and what a lot will allow us to really execute at the highest level.
That was Saints quarterback Drew Brees following tonight's loss to the Las Vegas Raiders, 34-24. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. The Point After continues. If you're on hold on our mortgage financial phone and text lines, feel free. We're coming to you. Sit tight. This is the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Here we are. Welcome in hour two of The Point After on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. The Saints lose 34-24 to the Las Vegas Raiders, one in which they were favored by close to a touchdown at one point early on in the week. It started out as a 6.5-point favorite. It worked its way down to a 5.5, but they were, look, by all intents and purposes, you lose by double digits, it's a blowout. It's a blowout. I don't care what you say.
Well, Christian, if you just told me this is the score, 34-24, it's the Saints won 34-24. I thought they'd win by a touchdown or by double digits, like 30-20, 34-24, something like that, like it ended up, but not in the Raiders' favor. A lot of fans thought, oh, we're going to blow out the Raiders, at least by two touchdowns, if not more. A number of people were going that route. Christian, I was on the radio network for the Raiders in Las Vegas, and I said, well, if the Raiders win, I'm not saying they can't win, it's going to be an upset. The Saints are way better. Well, they're not way better if you didn't win because it's not a series. You know, it's not a system where, okay, we get to play them again next week or, you know, the best out of seven or the best out of five. No, we get to play the Raiders one time right now. The only time we could play the Raiders again, I don't think that would happen. Where would it be? In the Super Bowl, which is not going to happen. But anyway, No, when you play head-to-head, did you win or lose? And so we can't talk smack to the Raider Nation because, hey, all I know is we won head-to-head. We beat you, and that's what's disappointing. You get one shot, and do you make the best of it? Now, the Cheeseheads, they're not coming to town, but their team is. Next Sunday night, national stage, what do we do? All of a sudden, you could be trending in the right direction again, and you feel good about yourself if you're 2-1. But it's going to be a challenge. We got humbled. And the Packers coming to town, and how well the Packers have played the first two games, and as hot as Aaron Rodgers is, their quarterback, Christian, if we don't come to play, again, we can lose two in a row, and it might be a double-digit loss to Green Bay. So we got humbled. And I know Sean Payton said this in the post game. We'll look at the film, and it won't be pretty. A lot of veterans, star players that we count on, they're gonna be humbled and say, "Well, come on, here you are, make a play." And it's not only one play. It turns out it's about 3, 4, 5 plays where man to man, hey, you didn't win. You're supposed to be the best of the best. You got to get it done. And we did not against the Raiders tonight.
Back to the phones we go. Hollywood and Thibodeau, our mortgage financial phone and text lines. Hollywood, you're on the Community Coffee, New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hello, Bobby. Hello, Kirsten. How y'all making out tonight?
Good, thanks.
All right, Hollywood, hey, what you got?
I just want to talk about the game, and I just want to tell you that, look at it on the bright side, we're still in first place in our division, tied with Tampa, even though we beat Tampa, but we're in first place.
Right.
But the defense kind of like sucks tonight because the defensive line got whooped by the Raiders offensive line because the second half we didn't put no pressure at all in the middle with Rankins.
No.
Or George, none of them really on the defensive line. And we didn't blitz enough to put pressure on Carr at all in the second half. And you remember during the game when the Raiders gave up the ball by the running back? And that was a fumble, and we didn't do nothing at all.
Well, we had great field position, and we got 0 points. Yeah, here you – come on. All of a sudden, we were minus one in a turnover margin, and we get that fumble back, and now we're back at zero, but we get no points. You got to get points out of there. You got to get that momentum back.
Well, I guess you could blame it on the offensive play call by Sean Payton on that, sir. That was kind of sad. And – I just want to say we have way too many penalties in the game. And Emmanuel Sanders, I don't know where he was. I don't know if Drew Brees could throw the ball deep to him to get the ball or whatever. But we're not even looking to Emmanuel Sanders.
No, he had three targets. He had one catch when it was meaningless at the end for 18 yards. I mean, no, Emmanuel Sanders, we got to find a better way to utilize him, whether Michael Thomas is in the lineup or not. But, yeah, the penalties, that's one thing you don't want to be leading. Right now, Christian, we're number one in the NFL out of 32 teams in penalty yardage. Over 200 yards. So that's Christian. And then you look at the total penalties plus the yardage. You might tell you nine. So we had 19. So if you have nine or more, not counting the yardage, and then plus you have the 100 yards, Christian, just those categories, that's two touchdowns at the least. And a negative aspect that you've had in the first two games.
It's the point after here on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. Not for the New Orleans Saints. They fall to the Raiders 34-24. Welcome into the point after here on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, back to our mortgage financial phone and text lines. We find James on line 8. Go ahead, James. You're on the point after on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Hey, James. All right, putting James on hold. Colin, Uptown, you're on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hey, Christian, Bobby, how y'all doing?
All right, Colin.
Yeah, I just want to know how y'all feel about Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, one catch in garbage time, a penalty for 10 yards. What are we paying this guy? I mean, this person is supposed to be the number two receiver.
Yeah.
And what's he doing? He ain't doing nothing. He's trash out there.
Well, but Colin, now you say the penalty. In his defense, even the commentators commented on this, that was a good block. And that definitely hindered the Saints because the yardage we lost there, ended up getting a penalty. But as far as him being targeted – No, he has not been a part of the game plan. Now it's up to Sean Payton and Drew Brees to get him more involved because we've watched him in practice. And, I mean, he looks like the Emmanuel Sanders that I saw in the 49ers or Broncos uniform in the past. But like you said, that one garbage catch for 18 yards, he had three targets. But if Michael Thomas is going to be out again against the Packers, and if he does have a high ankle sprain, you know, you can get all kind of treatment. But I'm even looking, if he does have a high ankle sprain, like Christian McCaffrey, which is like a broken ankle 4 to 6 weeks because mm-hmm. you're dealing with the ligaments, I would say the soonest Michael Thomas could come back would be that Monday night game against the Chargers in the Dome, and then you have the bye week or Sunday, October 25th, when Carolina comes to the Dome. But I wouldn't expect Michael Thomas to be there Sunday night if it's a significant high ankle sprain. So they got to figure out to get Emmanuel Sanders more involved. Now, I thought Tre'Quan Smith, I thought he was going to have a big night because you look at the beginning of the game, Tre'Quan mm-hmm. had, what, four catches for 80 yards. But for three quarters, well, basically two and a half quarters, you could say three, he ended up with one catch and 6 yards. So he had five for 86, but he started out with like gangbusters, four for 80 yards. And another player that, boy, was making plays in training camp and we watching him and both in the run game and the pass game is Ty Montgomery. Now I'm looking at mm-hmm. Ty Montgomery. He had a drop. He ended up having a couple of catches, 25 yards, that long gain he had for 17. But we've seen him make way more plays. But it just seems like right now that even besides Emmanuel Sanders, you might say Jerry Cook, he had an outstanding game against Tampa Bay, or a good game, I should say. He dropped that one, or he'd have had over 100 yards receiving. We just seem out of sync right now overall when I look at it. It's not the old Saints offense as of late. No. And the defense was definitely not up to expectations. How we've been talking about them, considering I thought they were outstanding, playing with a lot of confidence and swagger against the Buccaneers. But tonight, they couldn't get the Raiders off the field on third down.
Now, the 2014-looking defense out there tonight.
Yeah, it didn't look promising. You're right.
Colin, great point. Coming back for your phone calls next here on The Point After on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio. Saints lose 34-24 to the Las Vegas Raiders. An inexplicable kind of a ho-hum, nothing to write home about performance from the Saints defense and really the offense that back-to-back weeks has looked a little sluggish at least.
Well, we look very average, or mm-hmm. you might say below average. Now, Christian, because we used to the offense, what, if we not number one, are we at least in, for sure, the top five? Oh, for sure, the top 10. Well, that was not the case after week one. Christian, we're going to be in even worse. Do you know, I don't know, since Sean Payton and Drew Brees has been here, it's probably happened more than a dozen years ago, probably maybe in 6 or 7 or 8 or somewhere around there it probably happened. But, Christian, coming into this game, our offense was ranked 27th. Okay, rushing 27th, passing 26th. Now points, yes, 34. You know, so that was number four. So that was top five. But looking at third down efficiency today, we definitely converted on third down, but we didn't have enough plays. We only had 57 plays, but we were 64%. But Christian, I've never witness our offense overall when you look at now, Chris, we're probably going to move up, though. Total net yards, that's why it's BS today. When you get all that junk yardage, mm-hmm. and it all counts. But going into this game, I don't think I've ever saw our team ranked where they were like total of 27, 27, and then 26. We've always been, even from the get-go, we've stayed there like single digits, top 10 for sure.
All right, back to the phones we go. Who that man? You're on The Point After on the Community Coffee, hey, New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right, who that man?
Good. Got a couple of questions. One is Taysom Hill. We paid him all this money. He almost single-handedly won the Vikings playoff game last year, and we're hardly using him, you know, 2 weeks in. What's up with that? Why are we not getting him the ball? He's a difference maker.
Yes, I thought he'd have had more opportunities. It seems like right now Sean Payton has, like, a handful of players. I mean, plays, I should say, that he's dialed up. Just looking, today, for instance, he had two rushing attempts for 8 yards. One of them, he didn't get anything, and he had a long gain of 8 yards. But other than that, you know, you really don't see him involved as a pass receiver or overall as far as what I thought they would utilize him. And it might be down the road, or it might be a Sunday night coming against the Packers, that Taysom Hill is utilized more. I think part of the reason maybe you didn't see enough of Taysom is we only had 57 plays. A normal offense, when you're just doing it right, you're going to have at least 65 plays or more. For instance, the Raiders had 76 plays. We only had 57. Now, and they had the ball 13 minutes more than we did. We usually winning time of possession. That's another category. We always, Christian, off the top of my head, I have to look at my nose, but I want to say we probably, like, I think we're 3 or 4 in no NFL in time of possession. Well, we ain't got our butt kicked like this in a while, where at a time of possession, the Raiders basically had the ball almost 13 minutes more than the Saints. We haven't seen that in a long time, and that much domination. But, again, it's because the Raiders converted basically 60% of the time on third down.
Not good. Who dat man? Thanks for the phone call. All the way down under, Tony in Australia on our mortgage financial phone and text lines. Tony, you're on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Bobby and Christian, how are you?
Good, thank
hey,
you.
Hey, Tony, boy, were you as shocked as me about this game? I thought, oh, we're going to be 2-0, and hopefully we could take care of the Packers on Sunday Night Football coming up. That's why sometimes
today
I don't bet.
The birthday present I was looking for, I'm giving it the drum.
I know you were looking for a happy birthday, not a sad birthday, but boy, what was your take, though? Because we came out the gate pretty good, and, you know, we got off the hot start, but it seemed like it went downhill after that first quarter.
Well, in my opinion, if you're 5 to 15, 20% off your game for the whole game, you're going to go down. And I honestly believe that today was the wake-up call that the team needed.
Oh, I tell you what, we got humbled, and I think we were maybe believing our press clippings because, Tony, from a national perspective, and not just being in the Gulf, South Gulf Coast or locally in New Orleans, Christian, everybody's on the Saints bandwagon. Now, it changes week to week, and they were all on the Saints bandwagon. Oh, they beat Tampa Bay and Tom Brady and all that. And even in the offseason, you know, they had us in everybody's top four. And they even had us, like, the number one NFC team. But then we lost to the Raiders. We're not going to be number one anymore. But maybe it's better to be under the radar because, like Tony said, we got humbled, and hopefully we'll respond to that. And I think we will. We have the type players that all of a sudden this couldn't be a better game, I think, to get humbled and to get ready for the Packers because the Packers are rolling right now after two games.
Tony in Australia, thanks for the phone call, and once again, happy birthday. It's the Point After here on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network, it is the Point After. 34-24, the Saints fall to the Las Vegas Raiders in Allegiant Stadium, the opening game. So the Saints will go down in history as the losers in the ledger in the opening game of Allegiant Stadium. And the only positive, I guess, you could take out of it is Alvin Kamara is going to go down as the guy that scored the first touchdown in that building.
And Christian, Alvin Kamara had a good outing overall. If you look at it, 79 yards on 13 attempts, 6.1 average. I'd take that any day. He was leading receiving 9 targets and 9 catches for 95 yards. So that's the kind of production we're looking for Alvin Kamara. I always say his target should be 150 total yards from scrimmage. I think he's getting it done. You know who's gotten it done in a negative aspect? He could tell his grandkids, yeah, you see that Hall of Famer, Drew Brees? I'm undefeated against him. I don't think they're going to play again. Derek Carr is now 2-0 against Drew Brees and the Saints. And Christian, in two games, he's thrown for 601 yards and four touchdowns and zero interceptions. So wouldn't you say he was pretty productive?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Getting it done. We all remember that first game to kick off the season. Well, that was 2016. So, yeah, I am a Derek Carr fan. And what I mean by that, that I think you can win with him and win a championship. I think Coach Gruen is going to get the better supporting cast around him. But, you know, a lot of fans don't realize, and I said this before the game in the pregame, do you know Drew Brees is the most accurate quarterback last year? Well, the quarterback right behind him was Derek Carr at 70% completion. And he was the number one. He was the number one QB rating on third down out of all the quarterbacks. Not Pat Mahomes.
Right.
Not anybody. He was number one sustaining drives and converting on third down and moving the chains. And we saw him do that today tonight against the Saints.
Don in Lakeview on our Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Lines. You're on the Point After on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Don.
Listen, I'm sorry. I cannot understand for the life of me how you take this team, which is a veteran team, and they just completely look so, as you said, Bobby, they just do not look in sync. Drew Brees doesn't look comfortable at all. He looks like he's just like, you know, he looks like he's nervous, jervous.
Well, he looks herky jerky, you know? Kind of. Yeah. Not in no rhythm. And like, oh, I'm trying to hurry up and get the ball out of my hands. And
he missed a couple throws today that he normally hits.
Yeah. As far as accuracy, he was off. Yep.
Yes, and it's out of character, and I can't understand. I mean, it's like we have a lot of rookies on this offense and stuff like that. So I'm trying to wrap my fingers, you know, my head around this whole thing and not panicking. I know it's only the second game, but even at that, I guess I expected more. And then
I'm not saying fans stop watching the game, but you know how it was unfolding. When we're up 17-7. Mm-hmm.
17-7 and two minutes left and the wheels came off.
Right. So I'm saying, I know the Houdat Nation were all thinking, 17-7, we're going to build on that lead and you feel good about yourself. But, Don, like you said, hey, the Raiders did not give up. And, you know, you got Sean Payton's going to get on the team and a lot of, you know, he has to hold himself accountable. You know, another thing he has to hold himself accountable, the discipline of the team and all the penalties. That's a reflection on the coach. You know, a lot of times we saw the defensive backs make plays in practice. I was telling Christian this, Don, and I'm like, well, the defense is all fired up, but it might be ticky-tack, but they might call that as interference in a real game. And I think we see that in a real game where in practice they're getting away with it and they're not getting it called.
And now they're getting a reputation. Now they're starting to get it. So that goes league-wide. Officials start to go, oh, yeah, watch the Saints. They're known for some holding calls in the secondary. That's something that's going to be hard to shake.
Well,
we'll see if they get rid of it.
And as we go on a breakdown, and Christian, I'm looking at, I didn't say, well, the referees were unfair against us. That one with Emmanuel Sanders,
they missed that one.
That block when he came back, that one, illegal hit. But it didn't seem like the Raiders only had three penalties. I'm looking for 13 yards. We had 10 for 129. It didn't seem like they were just calling on the Saints. It almost, when you did it in slow motion, it looked like a penalty, mm-hmm. where a lot of times with the Raiders, the Raiders just more disciplined, and that's surprising.
Don, thanks for the phone call. This is the Point After on the Community Coffee, New Orleans Saints Radio Network. And if you had the Las Vegas Raiders 2-0 to start the season, raise your hand, anybody? No, nobody did. They beat the Saints 34-24. It's the Point After here on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. James in New Orleans. What's going on, James? You're on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hey, so listen, guys. I'm going to try to make this real quick. I want to bring up three players. And those three are going to be Drew, Emmanuel Sanders, and Jenkins.
first of all.
Now, wait, now you're talking about Malcolm Jenkins?
Yes, Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so first, I love Drew. I mean, I say this every time I'm on the air with you guys, but he's averaging less than 5 yards a pass. It's not going to get any better. He's losing his arm strength, and teams are going to really start catching up on that. I would like to see Taysom get a few more snaps, because especially, I mean, sad to say this, but if Michael Thomas is not playing, they're going to beat the brace off us next weekend.
So you think if Michael Thomas not playing, the Packers are going to beat their brakes. But what if our defense comes to play? Because they didn't come to play tonight.
No, you're right about that. Now let's talk about Emmanuel Sanders. I'm going to get to Jenkins. Emmanuel, as big of a game as he had against us last year with San Francisco, check the stats. That was his only big game last season, and it showed tonight. He's not the same guy. I mean, he's not the same guy.
He's not the same guy that had those great games with the Broncos.
No, he's not. He's not, yeah. and he only had one big game last season.
And it was against us.
That's
right.
Right.
You're right.
And then finally, Malcolm Jenkins. I like Malcolm, but he's. I kind of feel like he's checked out. He's doing too many things. He's got a show. Did you guys know he's got a show on Oprah? Oprah Winfrey's got a channel on cable. He's on the show. He's got a show with.
So he got a show. He got a show. Then he's on CNN. Man, there's not enough hours in the day. How does he do all that if he's trying to focus on football?
Right. He's checked out. He's checked out already. You know. So it's time to really just face the facts. Start with Drew. We got to get. I don't. You know this better than I, Bobby, because you guys have seen him in practice. But I think he needs more snaps. I mean, we got to move the ball. We got him and we got to use his running ability.
Taysom Hill getting more snaps, not Drew. Taysom, yeah.
Taysom, exactly.
No, he should, if not a handful, I think James would agree, if not a handful, two handfuls. You know how we're talking about Latavius Murray, you give him maybe 5 carries. No, we need to give him 12. Well, how about letting Taysom play quarterback, not having maybe 3 or 4 or 5 plays. How about 12 to 15? Or having a sustained drive? Because don't Drew want to get back to the Super Bowl? The bottom line, we're a team. You're all going to share in success. So less of Drew might be more. And give Taysom Hill more opportunities. I agree with you there, James.
James, thanks for the phone call. Jesuit in Abbeville. What's going on, Jesuit? You're on the Point After on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Que pasa, bandidos? Hey, the previous caller hit it pretty good. It wouldn't be bad to give Taysom a dozen plays as quarterback. But let me say, I hear a lot of people preface their questions with, well, there was no preseason. But as we all know, the starters play about maybe 1.5 quarters or 2 out of 16 preseason quarters. So do you put any credence into this not having a preseason?
No, because Russell Wilson right now has 9 touchdown passes, 1 interception, 1 interception's thrown for over 700 yards in 2 games. So, no, he's at an MVP level right now in week 2. So I don't put a whole lot of credence in it. In particular, the superstars, the mega elites like Breeze, like Brady, like Pat Mahomes, like Russell Wilson – they really don't need the preseason.
Well, the only thing, though, Jameis Winston learning the Saints offense or Tom Brady learning the Bucs offense would maybe try to do had OTAs and minicamp. But as far as you look at Drew Brees or you look at Russell Wilson, no, they're in the same offense. That doesn't matter. That's no excuse. But when you go to a new team, it does make a difference if you don't have the offseason as far as OTAs or minicamp to learn what to do. It's not getting hit in an actual game where it becomes second nature. So I think the Bucs and Tom Brady will get better as the season progresses. But Drew Brees should already be clicking because he knows this offense better than the coaches or anyone. So it'll be interesting to see if he's going to push the ball more down the field or Taysom's going to have more opportunity. But it's going to be a challenge. I know one thing. We're not good enough right now to have our defense not play at a very high level and to win.
Thanks for the phone call. We'll wrap up the point after here on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network. All right, back here on the point after, on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. John in Gretna, you're on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Hey, Christian. Hey, Bobby. Good evening or good morning. It depends on how you look at it, right?
Yeah. Who cares at this point?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys something. First-time caller here. I like to listen to you guys when I can, but I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a little nervous maybe. Guys, were they running – was the Raiders running a lot of power eye formations? And that seemed to me that was kind of unusual in the NFL to run that many, a power eye, or is that, am I looking at that wrong?
Well, they had a two-back with a lead blocker. You see the 49ers utilize that a lot. That's still old school, but John Gruden is old school. The bottom line, if you block it up front and you break tackles, you can be successful. So, that was a good observation on your part, John.
All right, that's a wrap for the point after. Saints fall to the Raiders, 34-24. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Bobby, do you think?
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.